Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I'm glad to be back tonight. Last Monday, there was a lot going on, and I just felt like I needed to take the evening off. So I appreciate all of y'all that are back with me tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy my time with y'all, and I look forward to just sharing the word of the Lord and sharing my heart with you. We've started another month here. It is May the 3rd. This year is flying by. Oh, goodness. But I want to welcome everybody, anyone that's listening by computer that would like to call in. Maybe it's your first time. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. You're certainly welcome to call in and just listen, but if you would like prayer, or even to give a testimony or whatever, click 1 on your phone, and that will put your hand up so that you know that you want to, makes me to know that you want to speak with me. So anyhow, welcome everybody, and just thank you tonight for being here. I want to start tonight with a song. It's a new song that Chris Tomlin put out. I listened to it here the other day. I think I've played it one other time, but I just love it. It talks about being like rain on a tin roof. We all know, or most of us as older ones, we know what a relaxing, restful feeling that is. So I'm going to play that for you. You know, I love the parts of that song. He talks about Maybe we'll learn to laugh like a child again. Maybe we won't forget how to laugh like a child. He also talks about sorrows that we'll have, then maybe our sorrows will be washed away. I don't know about you, but how many times have you ever thought about heaven and the people that are already there that you know are with the Lord, and you think back about your relationships with them and maybe things when they were here that you didn't quite understand why they acted the way they did or why you responded the way you did, and then later after they were gone, you would think, I understand now. I see what was going on. You know I have, you know, and would have those thoughts of, man, when I get to heaven, I can't wait to hug their neck and just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I ever caused you pain. I'm sorry that I misunderstood. I'm sorry that I reacted in a wrong way. But yet, on the other hand, I also know that when we get there, all of those issues are going to be gone, that those issues aren't going to be there anymore. And I don't know if they'll even remember those issues. They may not. You know, I'm assuming that most of our memory is still there. But I know that the issues won't be, you know, that the things that we have here in this world and in this life, everybody has issues. Everybody has things that so-called pushes their buttons. But, you know, when we get there, those things that we would want to apologize for are those things we can say, you know, I just didn't understand. I just didn't have the wisdom at that time to understand that you were hurting, to understand that there were problems between us or things like that, that those aren't going to be there anymore. All of that's going to be gone, and it will be a fresh start. It'll be laughter like a child. It'll be innocence like a child again, pure hearts and pure thoughts and pure motives. Anyway, I'm going to read you a little story tonight before we talk about some things. And I'm sure, you know, all y'all read your word and read the Bible, and you know these stories. This is about Abraham, and it said, now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar, and there Abraham said of his wife, she is my sister. Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her, you know, took her into his harem. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, you are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman. Now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said, Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? He did not say to me, she is my sister, and she also didn't say, he is my brother. Did she not also say, he is my brother? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. You touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die. Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and when he told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, what have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done these things to me that should not be done. And Abimelech asked Abraham, what was your reason for doing this? Abraham replied, I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother. Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, my land is before you. Live wherever you like. To Sarah, he said, I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offenses against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls so that they could have children again. For the Lord had closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now, I'll be honest, when I read that story, what I see is that Abraham had some issues. You know, we can see that from the time they got married, he was already, there was an insecurity there that he was like, and maybe she was very beautiful. I don't know if she was or not. I've heard those stories. You know, we've heard many say, oh, that she was so beautiful at 90 years old that the kings warned her. I don't know. Stands to reason. I mean, it makes sense to me. But I do see the insecurities of Abraham that from the time they were married that he would tell her, tell people that you're my sister. And as what would some people call that, a little white lie or half-truth, you know, in truth, she was his half-sister. But that shows that, to me, that shows that Abraham issue, he had an issue there. He had an issue of, one, fearing for his life, that she is so beautiful that someone will kill me to take her. So I'm going to go before myself. I'm going to protect myself by telling her, if you really love me, you'll tell people that you're my sister, in an effort to cover himself, really, rather than let God cover him. You know, and we see, because he did belong to God, he was God's, you know, he was God's servant, and God called him a prophet, that even in this situation with Abimelech, though Abraham was wrong in the way he did that, God had already closed up the wombs of his wife and his slave girls so that he would have no heirs, and then said, I will kill you. That's basically what he said. I will kill you and all that are yours. That he would take him out, and he would have no heirs because God had closed up their wombs, because God loved Abraham, because he belonged to him. That was his son, his child. Abraham belonged to him, his prophet, and one that he had a future invested in, that, you know, he was going to bring forth Isaac from him, and eventually Jesus, and all of this that God was going to do through him. And he had a great destiny ahead of him. So even though Abraham was wrong there, the Lord protected him and did not let Abimelech touch her, and even told him, you better do right here. You know, I was a little, when I was reading where Abraham made the comment, he says, I did it when I saw y'all, I knew that there's no fear of God here. And I thought, wow. You know, some of us would say, well, was he judging him? Kind of, you know. Because when the Lord gave Abimelech the dream, what I saw there was that he did fear God. He feared, he believed the dream enough to fear God and say, let me not only give his wife back, let me give you slaves, male and female. Let me give Sarah silver so that she is vindicated, because I took her from her husband, that I'm not only giving back to Abraham, but I'm giving to Sarah to vindicate her before all the people, that everyone knows that my hands are clean and that I didn't mean to do this. And that you have been repaid, you've been vindicated, you've been set free and live anywhere you want to. But the part of this that I was struck with a little bit, you know, the thought that was on my mind was the fact that Abraham had some underlying issues there. And I thought, how often in life, I think everybody has issues. I don't think we're completely free of issues until we get to heaven. Because it's either things in our raising, sometimes generational curses and things. There's things that we deal with, you know, because we deal with people all of our life. We deal with situations, jealousies and being betrayed, being accused, being unjust things happening to us. And then just the usual, you know, just the things that would be considered part of life, or just the, you know, making a living, trying to decide where to be, where to work, going through sickness, things like that, the various things that's just really a part of life on earth, because we live in a fallen world. You know, and so people do have, but they do have issues. But, you know, in the last, and I'm not saying this necessarily good, I'll have to say the older you get, it seems like the more you get to a point that you don't care what other people think as much. I mean, you get a little more comfortable in your own skin the older you get, whereas when you're younger, you might worry more about your figure or your hair or your grades or this and that, or how many friends you have, just whatever the case, you know. But as you get older, you tend to get a little more comfortable with who you are. Particularly if you, I think, you know, when we belong to the Lord and we realize that our identity is in Him, that we don't have to be all things for all people and things like that. You know, we want to please the Lord and just be who God created us to be. And there's a sense of comfort in that. There's a sense of like, you know, God loves me and I'm just going to try to be who He created me to be. And people can accept that. And if they don't accept it, well, sometimes that's their loss or that's between them and God. But, you know, God has dealt with me at times. You know, I come from a fairly blunt family. You know, we always just, you know, I would say at times, you know, kind of an open book, kind of speak our mind and things like that. And sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not. Because I've learned in life that at times people they'll have issues in their life that things we say or do will be like a trigger. It'll be like a trigger that will trigger responses, that will trigger things in their life that aren't good. You know, it can cause confrontation. It can cause strife, you know, because we're constantly in a process of growth, of being healed of things, of working through issues in our life and being enlightened, being healed by God, getting understanding, you know, and really even in being healed, if you don't get understanding, then many times you'll go back and repeat those same things or those issues will crop back up because there has to be a true healing and separation of those things from you. You know, I can look back so many times of, you know, talking with people, you know, particularly people you're close with, whether it's family or people you've been friends with for many years and things like that. And there may be things or conversations that you'll have that can get an undesirable response, I'll say. You know, maybe a response from them or bring up something that they would confront you in a way that it's like, what caused that? I haven't done anything to them. I haven't said anything to them. What is doing that? You know, why are they acting like this? You know, and sometimes it can cause us to get offended or to get mad and immediately address the issue. You know, immediately, you know, why are you getting mad at me? I haven't done anything. You know, what do you care what I do or blah, blah, blah. When many times there is an underlying problem that we're not aware of. And I know even as of recent, the Lord has been showing me at times that different ones that maybe I had that I had come to some conclusions or things when things would continue to pop up, and I would think, what is going on here? Why, you know, like I said, you know, why do you act like that? What's the issue? What's the deal? And the Lord has shown me at times it's like, you know what? Some conversations we need to not have, or some just certain things we need to maybe even avoid bringing up. Because the Lord is showing me at times that there is an underlying issue, an insecurity. Maybe many times there's comparisons that go on with people. That seems to be, I won't say just the body of Christ. I think just in people in general, that they tend to really struggle with comparing themselves or comparing their lives to other people's lives. You know, and if one's being blessed and somebody else, they're like, well, I've never got to do that, or I've never had that, or I've never been given that opportunity. If I'd have had that opportunity, you know, you'll see that kind of thing. You know, and I think we've all done that at times. You know, thinking, man, you know, they're getting to do so much, and if I'd have had those same kind of opportunities, I think I could have done just as well. You know, we do that. We analyze ourselves. We analyze our situation, and sometimes we'll see ourselves as a victim when really that wasn't God's plan for us, that there was something else that the Lord had, and sometimes it's just life, you know. But the Lord has been showing me, rather than always being an open book, that, you know, the Word talks about being a few words, that even our conversations need to be led by the Lord. And if we feel a little check, or if we keep seeing something, particularly if you're seeing a pattern in someone, that something seems to sticking their cross, so to speak, or ring their bell, that you need to back off of that. You know, and it's not always our place. Even when the Lord shows us something, you know, the Lord may show you and say they're fighting with a spirit of rejection. They've got a problem here because they've dealt with rejection so much that's a sore spot in their life. That's a place of a wound or a scar that's still yet needing more healing. You know, even if God shows you, that's not always our place to pop up and say, you have a spirit of rejection. You know, Many times the Lord will show us things, and it's just pray for them. Pray for them. Pray about it. You know, encourage them, and sometimes just show them the love of God. But the Lord will direct us. You know, he'll direct our steps. He'll direct our words. And that's so important when... you know, when praying, to ask the Lord for wisdom. You know, I feel like I ask for wisdom almost every time I pray. And yet I'm constantly in life on a regular basis seeing situations that I think, God, I need your wisdom in this. You know, I need your wisdom because even little small mistakes sometimes can open a can of worms that, you know, can cause problems for weeks or months. Maybe even years. You know, once we say things, we can't take them back. And sometimes once an issue is approached, you can't always backpedal out of it. But, you know, just be, you know, for all of us to be aware, if we're seeing a pattern of something in someone's life, to ask the Lord about it. You know, ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do? God, can I just pray for them, Lord? What, Lord, is there something I'm supposed to say? Is there any kind of direction that I'm to take? Or, Lord, or do you just want me to avoid those conversations, avoid bringing up those subjects, you know, avoid those things that will push their buttons, so to speak, you know, and continue to rub those issues? Because many times those are something that just needs to be, they have to work that out between them and God. And sometimes it's just not time. Particularly issues of the heart can be some of the slowest things to be fixed. You know, I have seen so much, you know, many times healings will come in a day, or they might come instantly or very quickly. But overall, it seems like issues of the heart tend to take longer to heal and to change, because the Lord has to change our way of thinking. Not only does many times he have to show us where that we're wrong, our thinking is wrong, or that we have been bruised and wounded in some area, but then we have to go through that process of our mind being renewed and our thinking literally being changed so that we have a different process of thoughts. You know, because some of those things will tend to want to pop back up. You know, if you have dealt with rejection, if you have dealt with fear, then many times a situation you'll go through, it'll trigger that again, and it'll try to, it will, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, you'll have fear in your face again. It's just like right there, and you're like, I'm not accepting that. That's my Father loves me. My Lord takes care of me. But anyhow, it's just, like I said, as I read that story, and honestly, I was already thinking about that because the Lord had shown me a couple things in the last day or two of people that I'm around and people that I love and I care about, of where at times maybe they would react in a way that it would offend me some, which we should never be, or maybe it would cause them to be offended or there just to be an opportunity for confrontation. And I'd be like, you know, and we'll think, what's the deal here? What is the deal? And the Lord just showing me that there's places in people's hearts, just like there is in our own hearts at times, those things that push our buttons. And we have to ask the Lord, Lord, do I avoid this? And sometimes it's just better to leave things alone and let God work, bless them and love them and ask the Lord, Lord, is there anything that you want me to do? And if not, leave it alone and let the Spirit of God work in their lives and bring healing I know for everyone, sometimes when the Lord is really wanting to cleanse something, he will give opportunity for that to happen over and over. You know, like if you're someone that gets offended real easy, he may give you opportunity to be offended, just seem like day after day after day, because he's bringing that to surface and he wants you to see it. He wants you to finally say, wait a minute, I'm getting offended all the time. Lord, what's in me? What's, you know, he'll bring things to surface so that we can see them. And so sometimes when things are happening over and over, it's the Lord trying to get rid of that. And the same is true if we're the ones that's doing the instigating a problem. You know, he'll say, what's the common denominator here? If someone's always getting mad and you're always there, maybe you need to change the way you speak, change the way you approach things. Maybe you need to not speak your mind quite so much. Maybe you need to keep a few things to yourself. Maybe you need to have more grace with your words. All things to think about, huh? Definitely things that the Lord, he causes me to think about them. And I have to stop and take an accounting of myself and how I have approached people or things that I have said and have gotten similar responses and then thought, Lord, you know, God forgive me. Sometimes I'm slow, God, that I'll poke that bear time and time again and still be bewildered why I get that bear response. And it's like, oh, Lord, why didn't I see? You know, Lord, help me to see, and Lord, give me discernment so that I know the root issue. Because most of the time when there's something like that going on, there's a root cause. It's not, you know, what the conversation on the surface may not have anything. You know, if you're just looking at the conversation on the surface, you may be totally bewildered why the conversation is going that way or why there's a problem. But when the Lord shows us the root cause, it will help bring understanding. And for us, it helps bring compassion too, if we know where people are coming from. You know, so often we don't. You know, even people that are in our own family, many times we don't realize where they've had wounds in their heart and where things have happened that really deeply scarred them and was really a problem for them, because a lot of times people don't speak their mind. You know, particularly about those things that are really personal to them, they'll keep it hidden. You know, they'll keep it down in their heart, but it'll many times will cause scars and will cause problems to them later in life. So anyhow, just something to think about. I want to move on here and do another song right quick while I write down y'all's phone numbers, and then we'll start to pray for everyone.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, get me Jesus, give me all this world, give me Jesus. I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus.
All right. Hopefully y'all can hear me. It said that it lost my connection. I could not get it back on. Sylvia, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I kept trying to call back in. It was not letting me call back in. I tried the host call-in number. It was giving me the wrong number. So I was panicking there for a minute. It was like, oh, Lord, I can't get back on the program. Anyhow, nothing like that to start the prayer time. Well, hopefully everybody else can hear me, too. I hope they can. So, anyhow, I called in the program just like you guys call in and then clicked on myself. So, well, thank you for waiting, everybody. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened there. I'm assuming that's Blog Talk because my computer seems to be working fine, and Blog Talk just seems to have its times that it does crazy stuff. So let me pray for you, Sylvia. I've got quite a few callers tonight, so I'm going to try to go not spend a whole lot of time talking to everyone, but anyhow, I appreciate you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia tonight. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for your heart for her and for her heart for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your plans for her have not changed. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are as yet directing her steps, Lord. Lord, at times, though, it seems like that there would be delays, Lord, that there is a scripture, Sylvia, I would have to get rid of what I've got on my phone here to go back to it, but it says, you know, though the vision tarry, it will not wait, that to wait on it, that it the vision will come to pass. Let me see if I can find this right quick. Okay, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. So I know that you're faithful to the Lord, and God is pleased with you, and the Lord has continued to draw you and to work through you and work in your life and your heart. I'm also very well aware, and you know that I know that there are things that you're waiting on. And sometimes it seems with all of us, and this would probably apply to many that are listening, that there are times that it's like, Lord, is some of this ever going to happen? Is it ever going to come to pass? And we get I won't say that we always get weary. Sometimes we can get a little weary, but sometimes we can just become a little exasperated at times of like, Lord, Lord, I know you're faithful. I know you're true. I believe you, God. Yeah. But we can still become a little bit tired in the waiting, just a little bit tired of, Lord, I sure would like to see some more of these things coming forth that you've spoken and that you're doing and that I know you're working. And I just sense just the presence of the Lord, Sylvia, just really reaffirming and confirming to you and comforting you of saying, I'm with you. I'm working behind the scenes. I'm working in your life. I am bringing things forward. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you are working things. You are moving things. You are moving in Sylvia's life. And God, that you are directing her steps. And Lord, you are working around relationships around her life. I even sent Sylvia that people that would be church relationships, that God is working things, is moving in some of those relationships. I know that you're praying about your family, and we've prayed with you about family, but I sense that there's things moving that are around church relationships, people that are in the kingdom of God that are around you, and that God is moving and bringing favor, that things are being developed there, and that things are, I just sense Amen. Like God stirring and moving in the favor of God. I would like some things would be rearranged in the future there. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the favor that you've given Sylvia and the things that you're working in her life and that you're working around her life, Lord, things that you are bringing into place. Father, things that you are rearranging for a time even yet to come, Lord, that you're moving. Lord, that you're moving things around, that you're changing things. Lord, you're changing mindsets. Lord, you're opening up understanding of people. And, Lord, that the favor and even, Lord, even a new respect, a new recognition of the Spirit of God within Sylvia, Lord, that how you're working in her life. Lord, that favor and people seeing. And, Lord, you putting her in place. Lord, you putting her in place and just giving her great favor in places. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're working in her life. You're working in her heart. You're working in her body and in her health. And, yes, Lord, that you are working in her family. But, Lord, I just thank you that nothing will stop the vision that you have for her, Lord, as long as she continues to say yes to you and continues to move forward with you and to seek your face. Lord, that you will open things up. It'll be step by step by step that, Lord, that you will continue to take her forward and you will continue to bring blessing and you will continue to use her and bring glory to the kingdom of God and glory to you, Lord, through her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying for me tonight, Jenny.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you have anything you wanted to share right quick?
No. No, I don't want you to run behind. I'll catch you another night.
All right.
Maybe
all
by
right.
Then
well,
I'll have a praise report. Okay.
Okay.
But thank
okay.
you.
Thank
Bye.
You, sweetie, and thank you for waiting.
Okay. God bless.
205-531. How are you tonight, Miss Julia May?
Just fine, just fine.
Well, thank y'all. I was hoping everyone wouldn't hang up before I could get back online here. I was surprised as everyone else, the song was playing, all of a sudden, bloop, it was, everything was
yeah.
gone. I was like, oh, Jesus, help.
Yeah, some scratchy sound, and I was saying, what is that? And I just kept waiting. I could hear it kind of going out and coming in like you were trying to come back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was clicking everything I knew to click, trying to get this thing back on real quick. So thanks for holding. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Lord, I thank you for the faithful soldier that she is, Lord, the faithful soldier and servant, God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, how that you have answered her prayers, Lord, how that you have moved in the life of her family and her daughter, Lord, how you have moved in Julia May's life, Lord. She's fullness. She has experienced the answers to prayers, God. And, Lord, those even now, Lord, that she petitions you, Lord, she petitions you, Father, for even other needs and things that are going on in life that's just a part of life at times, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you are here, that you hear her prayers, and, Lord, that you are still working in her behalf, Lord, that you have not stopped, you've not looked away, you've not, Lord, you've not set her down, not for a moment, Lord, that you are still working in her life, and, Lord, in all of this, that you have stretched her, Lord. You have grown her, Lord. You have brought a strength that even she didn't know that she had, God, that you have continued to bring strength to her and mature to her, Lord. And in the process, Father, that there have been others that have watched her life that have seen her steadfastness. And, Lord, her life has been a testimony to those, to others, even in her family, doctors, nurses. Lord, her life has been a testimony, has been a witness. And, Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, you've shown yourself strong in and through Julia May and around her life, God, and it has had a lasting effect, a lasting effect. Julia May, I just sense just wanting to feel the Spirit of God on that, how God has used the situations and the difficulties in your life, and he has spoken to others through your life. And it has touched hearts. They have taken notice. It has touched hearts. And it has brought people, those that didn't necessarily even believe that God did things in nowadays and that God really answered prayers, it has caused them to check their hearts. It has brought a check to them to say, God's really working here. God's working here. God is working in your life, hon. But God is using you even when you don't realize that you're being used. He is doing awesome things there. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening up the windows of heaven for Julia May, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing blessings that she cannot contain. Lord, that she can truly say, Lord, that surely goodness and mercy follows her all the days of her life. Lord, that it chases her down. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for continuing, Lord, to touch lives through what you do in her life, Lord, that just the testimony of her life, and, Lord, that the blessing of God, that they will see the blessing of God, not only how you answer her prayers, but the blessing of God upon her life and on her family, Lord. And, Father, I thank you for the hearts and the lives that are changed because of her allowing you to use her, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for it. I speak a blessing over her life. I speak a blessing over her family's life. And, Lord, I thank you in advance, Lord, for just opening the windows of heaven and bringing blessing, Lord, for turning things around, Lord, for bringing things through. Lord, all to your glory, Lord. Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You are welcome, hon. That's beautiful. I could feel the Spirit of God when I was praying of how God has you, how he has worked through you. Praise the Lord. Did you have anything in particular you were wanting to pray for?
That's all, just so you can get the others, too. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too, hon. I'll talk to you another time.
Okay.
Okay, 903-918. How is Miss Michelle tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. I'm better now that I got this computer working. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle, God. I thank you, Lord, even how she has stood. Lord, I thank you, Father, that a little bit of the same thing that I felt with Sylvia, Michelle, just a little of that, that sometimes we just we feel a little exasperated, or we feel like, God, Lord, I know you're true. I know you're working in my life. Lord, I know that you're not a man that you can lie. Lord, I know that you love me. But God, once again, and I think I've been here a bunch lately too, but God, these things that you've said, Lord, I'm so ready for them to come forth. I'm so ready, God, for just for that dam to be broken, just the flood of God's blessings and the new, Lord, that you have for God. Lord, the new, Lord, I'm hearing the word rumble, and I'm thinking, God, what are you saying, rumble? Maybe God is saying, are you ready to rumble? Are you ready to rumble? Lord, I thank you, Father, that Michelle, she is set on go. Lord, she is so ready to run with you. She is so ready to see the new things that you have for her, God. She's so ready for a break, a change in the pattern, God, a change in the pattern. Lord, that cycles of old be broken, Lord, in a change in her pattern, a change in the direction of life, Lord. Some of the new. What is the word I'm looking for? Lord, new growth, new things, new adventures, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for a change in the patterns, Lord. A changing of the cycle, a changing of the guard. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing encouragement to Michelle. Lord, that things will not always be the same. They will not. Things will not. It's not going to be 97 more times around this same old mountain. No, it's not going to be. Father, I thank you, God, for bringing blessing, for bringing excitement to Michelle's life. Lord, for bringing, bringing the new in. Lord, bringing the new in, bringing the new in, God. And Father, I thank you that she is ready to rumble with you, Lord. She is ready, Lord, to go. She is ready to strike out on new adventures. She is ready to step out, Lord, to see issues of old, Father, issues of old resolved. Some of the things that people come through with, Lord, that seem, you know, sometimes we wonder when we go, and they're like, pray about this, pray about this, pray about this. And sometimes we wonder, sweetie, are we ever going to get past this? Are you going to get the victory here? And they do. I think we've all been there at times. But, Lord, I just thank you for bringing new laughter to Michelle, Lord, for bringing new adventures to her, Lord, for bringing just some new things. I don't even know what to say exactly, just the new. Lord, I thank you for bringing the new. And, Lord, it will not be go around the same mountain again, the same old, Lord, that you have awesome things for her. You have adventure for her. Lord, you have new laughter, new friends. Lord, you have some new things for her. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing, healing in finances, healing in relationships, healing in physical places, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for bringing healing, even healing, Lord, of disappointments. At times, Lord, when things tarry and sometimes when things don't go quite like we have hoped or quite, sometimes even like we thought, you know, sometimes we don't always interpret things correctly, that it can bring a disappointment. And the disappointments sometimes have to be healed. you know, those disappointments that sometimes it's a matter of we have looked at things a little, we didn't quite understand what the Lord was saying. And sometimes it's just things that we've waited for so long that are yet for an appointed time that we get that disappointment kind of tries to attach to us, and we think, is this really real? Is this really going to happen? And, Lord, I thank you for healing the disappointments, Father, Lord, by bringing the manifestations. Lord, by bringing the manifestations, Lord, that brings new life and new joy and new expectation and new faith. And, Lord, just brings a whole new outlook, a whole new outlook with the new. So, Lord, I just thank you for blessing Michelle and, Lord, just for a new energy, a new infusion of expectation and strength and joy and excitement into her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Michelle, was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
No. No, okay. There wasn't anything. But thank you.
Okay. You're more than welcome, hon. Thank you for calling and thank you for waiting.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Get a drink right quick. All right. 828-989. This my sweet Jennifer.
It is, Jeannie. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, honey. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for not hanging up when this computer tried to quit on me. Thank you for being here.
Patience is the spirit.
Yeah, I was frantic for a minute. It's like, oh, okay, what is that call-in number? I don't remember the call-in number. I remembered the number that they have on the screen here is not right because Randy had told me that. I tried it anyhow, and it's like it gives me some company somewhere, and it's like, oh, okay, I need to write that down. I don't remember what that number is now. Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, God, and I just thank you for, Lord, just for the sweetness, Lord, that you have put in her soul and the sweetness, Lord, that you have put in her spirit, God. Oh, God, I thank you that you do not disappoint. Lord, you do not disappoint. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that, Lord, I thank you that everything's not going to be exactly like Jennifer thinks, Lord. That at times we'll envision our life, or there's things we go through in life, and we'll think, okay. And I hate to use the word resigned, but that's kind of the way I say it a little bit. Is like we kind of get resigned and like, okay, well, and whatever the case has been, like, okay, that person's not going to be my friend anymore. Okay, this is where I'm going to be, or you know, sometimes we kind of. We'll step away from hopes, or we'll step away a little bit from things that maybe at first that we envisioned, and when things have not quite come together, we'll resign ourselves to, okay, well, this will be all right. You know, this will be all right. This is the way it's going to be. And I just sense that, like the Lord's saying, it's not all going to be the way that you think it is. I'm not sure what all that's about. I do remember once before, when I saw you painting, it was like I saw you painting your life. And as you were painting your life, like something you started to paint in one spot, I saw the Lord like take your hand and say, it's not going to be like that. This is going to be up here. That there were things that in your life that you had already kind of maybe thought you had it figured out. You'd already thought, okay, well, this is the way this is going to go. And God's going, no, it's not going to quite be like that. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. There's, you know, I think, you know, maybe we all do that in some areas. If there's things that maybe we haven't, things didn't come together in the way that we thought they were. And then, like I said, we resign ourselves, or we'll just think, okay, well, this is going to go a different way, or it's going to, you know, this is going to be my path, or whatever that case, and I just sense that there are some things, and I don't, God's not showing me what they are, but there are some places in your life that maybe, I hate to say settle for less, that sometimes we think, okay, well, maybe it's not going to be that.
that it's going to be better. It's going to be better than you think, that there's some things that God's plan, he knows he can bring forth his plan. He knows what his plans are, and his plans are always better for us than what we plan for ourselves, but just that there are some things that are going to be different than what at this time that you're supposing that they're going to be, and I have no idea what that is. I just know that it's going to be better, that what God has planned is going to be better than what you really have even foreseen for yourself in some areas. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Lord, I thank you for her willingness to go wherever you lead. Lord, I thank you that she has a willing heart, Lord, to go wherever you lead. And, Lord, I thank you that your plans for her are beautiful. Lord, that your thoughts are for her are higher than her thoughts for herself are. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have a beautiful and a divine plan, Lord, that brings glory to you, but will bring fulfillment to Jennifer. So, Lord, I just thank you for that heavenly hug that you're sending her and giving her. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for that creative flow that you have put within her. God, how it pleases you, and, Lord, how it's that there's divine purpose in it. Lord, I thank you for the creative flow, that there's divine purpose. And, Lord, it pleases you to use her and, Lord, to increase her in those areas as well as others. And, Lord, I just thank you for the testimony, even the testimony that is yet to come. And it'll be many testimonies, not just one. Lord, I thank you for the testimonies that lay ahead. And, Lord, the impact that her life is going to have on others. Boy, that put goosebumps on my legs. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the impact that she's going to have on the lives of others that she at this time cannot even see the magnitude, all of the ones that will be touched. In Jesus' precious and beautiful name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. That was awesome. I still got goosebumps on my legs when I said that. I was like, thank you, Lord. Well, was there anything, a testimony you wanted to give or any special prayer that you were wanting?
No, I got what I was, I just needed encouragement tonight. I was feeling a spirit of depression come over me, but I felt that lifting as you were talking to others and myself. So I want to give everybody else a chance to speak with you to do the same. So thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. You have a good evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Okay, 717-217. I believe this is Anita.
Yes, ma'am. This is she.
How are you doing tonight, Anita?
I'm good tonight.
You're good.
Yes.
You're good. Okay. Well, praise God. Well, Father, I thank you for Anita, God, and I thank you, Lord, that your eyes upon her, it's almost like I see like a telescope, like the telescope like the pirates would use when they were going somewhere, and that it's almost like I see like the Lord is really, like he's really got his eyes on you. He's really, he's honed in on you, so to speak. Like the Lord, it's like, I'm watching you. I am with you. My eyes are not taken off you, that God has not looked away, not even for a second. You've not lost his attention, not any, that he is hearing your prayers, and he is very aware of the situations that are around your life and are in your life. He's aware of your cares and concerns, those things that cause you concern. He's aware of them, and he cares. God is not worried. He is not worried. He is with you. He is for you. He knows how to move things out of the way.
Yes.
For you to move forward. He knows how to move them out of the way. He knows how to hold things back that would try to hinder you. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are ever with Anita, Lord. You are ever moving around her life and coordinating things, Lord. And Lord, the enemy tries sometimes to hinder us, to hold us back, to trip us up. Lord, the word says that all that the enemy means for evil, that God turns for good. So every time he's trying to trip us up, so often that turns into a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I had a dream. It's been a number of years ago now. The Lord gave me a dream one night, and in this dream I was in this big bubble, and I was just sitting on, sitting on the floor, my feet out in front of me and sitting on my butt in this bubble. And on the outside, the devil was shooting these arrows at me, and he was just shooting one behind the next, trying to hit me in this bubble. And those arrows, they would hit the bubble, and they would, go into slow motion. They would kind of stick. They couldn't come right through. They would kind of stick, in slow motion, almost like they were going through bubble gum or something, and they would slowly start to go through the bubble. But when they would come out on the inside of the bubble, it would be like a little bubble popping. It would just go boop, and it would be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And so every time the enemy would shoot an arrow at me, instead of it being something that would harm me, when it would hit that bubble and come through, by the time it came through the bubble, it came through as a blessing of the Lord. So for every arrow he shot, God gave me another blessing.
Amen.
And so there was even though, I could see through the bubble, I could see the enemy shooting arrows.
Yeah.
Every time it comes through, just another boop, another blessing come through on me. And I see that some with you that, the enemy would like to trip you up. He'd like to hinder you. He does everybody, son. He tries that with everybody. But I just see God moving things out of the way and blessings coming of God, blessings of the Lord coming. And there's timing. There's timing involved in things. God's timing is perfect. Sometimes the Lord is working in other lives and in other situations. It's noise. Sometimes when things seem slow, it's not always that we've messed up and that there's a hindrance. Sometimes it's that things that are ahead of us have to have time to be put in order and things moved around and people, those things, because God's working in the lives of other people too. So there is timing involved. I don't know what all you have got before the Lord, but I do sense that there's some things that the timing, that there's an element of timing that is involved in some things. But the Lord just wants to reassure you that His eye is ever on you. He's got His binoculars on you, and He is watching your every step. He is watching everything around your life. He is hearing your prayers. And He is not looking away, not for one moment. He is with you. He is for you. And for all the little distractions and hindrances the enemy tries to bring your way, God just sends another. He just sends another blessing your way. So, Lord, I thank you for Anita. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for your faithfulness in her life and for your love that works and manifests in her life, God. And I thank you, Lord, that what the enemy means for evil, God turns for good. Lord, you turn it for good in her life. And I thank you, Father, for her seeing the fulfillment of these things, Lord, that the prayers that are on her heart, Lord, the things that she's petitioning for. I thank you, Lord, for the fulfillment and the joy that it brings. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did you have a special prayer request, Anita?
I pray for my sister, my baby sister.
Okay.
Yeah, her name is Bertha. And for God, Bertha. I don't know, but it seems like there is something that is eating her up when it concerns me. And I just help me to pray that whatever it is,
I understand. Father, I thank you for Bertha, and Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, sometimes that you let things, as I said earlier today in the message, that you allow things to come to surface, because sometimes it allows us to see it, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that whatever's going on with Bertha, Lord, the things that are issues to her, things that would trouble her heart, Father, things that would be pushing her buttons, Lord, that you will bring recognition to Bertha, Lord, that she'll be able to see and not only recognize but to have understanding, and, Lord, that you would bring healing, Father, there. Lord, that you bring healing in her life, Lord, and, Lord, that she'll understand through you how to deal with those things. But, Father, I just speak love love and unity in the relationship there, Lord. Lord,
yes,
that the love of God and the love even of family, Lord, just family like that, Lord, your heart is for family. Lord, that you would bring a new unity, Lord, and a healing, Lord, and just a new connection, Lord, a new connection and endearment to one another there, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you for even if Bertha has places in her body that's needing heal, Lord, that you bring healing in her body. Lord, that you bring peace to her mind, and Lord, the thoughts that the enemy has tried to bring to her mind over and over, Lord, that she recognize that for what it is, that the enemy is working against her mind and fighting against her, Lord, and that she'll not be harassed by those thoughts, Lord, that she will understand what it means to cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, Lord, that she will recognize the enemy for what he is, Lord, and that she will also embrace truth. She'll embrace truth, Lord, and that she will embrace love and will give no place to strife, because the word says where there's strife, there is every evil work. Lord, yeah, that she'll push away from anything that would bring strife into her life and into her home. And Lord, that she would seek peace. Lord, peace is one of the most wonderful treasures that you can give us in life, Lord, is peace. And so, Lord, I just speak love and healing and unity into this family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm doing good on my time here. 51342, how is Miss Latrice tonight?
Oh, it is well in spite of. How are you, Jenny?
I'm good, honey, I'm good. Well, it's good to hear from you tonight. Good to have you on here, and thank you for waiting. I know it took a little while to get down here. Well, Father, I thank you for Latrice tonight, and Father, I just thank you, God, for her faithfulness, Lord, and her faithfulness to serve in the kingdom, God, her faithfulness, Lord, to obey you, Lord, her faithfulness to inquire of you, Lord, her faithfulness to serve in the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord, Lord, for Latrice's patience. Father, that at times, Lord, she's had to really exercise her patience, God. But, Lord, you've worked a great work in Latrice, and, Lord, you've worked in her, and, Lord, you worked your nature and are working your nature into her, Lord. Lord, even the fruit of the Spirit, Father. Girl, that's one thing I pray for so much is the fruit of the Spirit. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're continuing to work a maturity, Lord, even a greater maturity into Latrice. Father, I thank you for, Father, I thank you, God, for bringing those to undergird and to be a help to Latrice, Father, for those that would undergird what's the word I'm looking for? Lord, I hate to say the word team members, but those that would just be around you, that would undergird and work with you and would work around you, those sometime that would actually, how we like pass the baton and when we play relays and when we're kids, that it's
oh, yeah,
that you're able to the some of the responsibilities and things that you're able to delegate. There you go. That you're able to delegate things to some others that would be able to step in and lift the load at times, others that would be able even to step in, not just lift the load, but to take a situation that you wouldn't have to deal with it even, that they're able to step in and say, okay, I can do this. It seemed like I sense at times that you would have just really almost been overloaded with things that you know, you're a willing person and you're an obedient to the Lord, and at times maybe your plate would get a little overloaded. But I just thank you, Father, even for sending those that she could delegate things, that others would take some of the load off at times, that others could handle situations that
Latrice wouldn't even have to deal with. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to her loved ones. Bring healing, Lord, to those, Lord, emotional, financial, physical, those, Lord, that she lifts up to you, Lord, that you bring healing, Lord, that you bring them into the kingdom of God. Lord, that their eyes be opened. Lord, that the scales would come off their eyes. Lord, those that that she stands in the gap for. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you do honor her prayers. Lord, you do hear her prayers, and you are working on in behalf of those, Lord, that she has stood in the gap for.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your mighty arm. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your arm is not short to save. It's just like I just see, like this big, you know, like this wonderful muscled arm, like the strength of God working in situations, like the strength of the Lord working in situations. Father, I just thank you, God, that you are mighty and you are wonderful, Lord, and you are faithful. God, I thank you for that you're mighty and wonderful and faithful. Lord, I thank you for your wonderful might, your awesome power, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for answering the prayers. And, Lord, I thank you for directing Latrice's steps, Lord. And, Father, even her thoughts, Lord, that she will rest in you. Father, that she doesn't have to figure everything out. Lord, that she's able to rest in you and cast her cares upon you, Lord, and to hear your voice and be directed by your voice. So, Lord, I just thank you for blessing her. Lord, for blessing her coming in and going out. And, Lord, that the blessing of the Lord, Lord, Teresa, like I said, like the blessing of the Lord goes with you. At times when you go in places, places are blessed because you're there, because the blessing, you know, when the blessing of God is on something, you know, like, you know, when the blessing of God is there, many times, like whether it's a business, a school, you know, whatever the case, that many times, like if someone is blessed of the Lord and favored of the Lord, like if they work at a place, many times that business will be blessed because that person is there. It's like I just sense that there are times that you go in places that the blessing of the Lord, it comes in with you, that places are blessed because you're there. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for, and I speak a blessing over her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. And, Jimmy, I do have a special prayer request, please. My sister, if you would, please put her on the prayer list. She was placed on a ventilator either late, probably before day this morning. And some unspoken prayer requests that I have.
Okay.
As well, we're doing finals this week, and it is to distract me, but I believe before the Lord.
Yes. Well, Father, we just thank you, God, for touching Latrice's sister, Lord. We just speak the healing of God, and Lord, we ask that the breath of God blow into her lungs. Lord, through all of her respiratory system, Lord, through her her bronchioles, Lord, through her sinuses, Lord, through her lungs, Father, and we just speak healing, God. Lord, that everything drain out and dry up, and Lord, just that the breath of God would literally inflate her lungs, Lord, that all infection has to go, all weakness has to go. And, Lord, we just rebuke sickness in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We rebuke sickness, and, Lord, we thank you for covering her and protecting her, Lord, even directing the hands of those, Lord, the nurses and assistants and doctors that are around her life, Lord, that she get the very best of care. But, Lord, we thank you that she is in your care that is the very best of care. But, Lord, I do ask for the best nurses and CNAs and everything that is around her, Lord, to give her the very best. But, Father, we just thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for the miraculous, Lord, for bringing her off that ventilator quickly, Lord, bringing her off of it, Lord, bringing just recovery in her life and restoration and strength, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the health of God, Lord, that every part of her body that has been touched by sickness, Lord, that sickness has to go. Lord, that the restoration of God and the revitalizing power of God, Lord, come into every cell, Lord, and bring health. Just that every cell, Lord, is filled with health. Lord, and I thank you for strengthening her immune system, God, too. Lord, I thank you for that. And, Lord, I speak peace over Latrice, peace over her mind, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she can cast her cares upon you because you care for her. And, Lord, I just speak peace to her sister as well and the rest of the family, Lord, that's involved. Lord, that their words will be words that will encourage, words that will bring faith, words that will bring rest and peace. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we thank you in advance for good reports. Amen.
Amen. And Jenny, I do thank you and decree the blessings on your life as well in Jesus' name.
Thank you, sweetie. I receive it and I thank you.
And you have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
903-720, how is Miss Sylvia doing tonight?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You're going to be surprised, but before the program, I haven't talked to you in a while. Before the program started, I was praying for you. I just felt led to pray for you and pray in tongues for you. So,
thank you.
The program, before I ever came onto the program, you came to mind, and I prayed for you tonight. So
thank you,
Jesus, for being mindful of Miss Sylvia, Lord, and for blessing her.
Yes.
So, Lord, Father, I just thank you for Sylvia, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the joy that she is. Lord, for the joy she is to me. But, Lord, I thank you for the joy that she is to you, God. I thank you for the joy and for the blessing she is to those that she's around. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing peace around her life, for bringing blessing around her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the honor of God, Lord, that is upon her life, Lord, and that honor comes to her, Lord, that honor comes to Sylvia, Lord, all the times that she stood in the gap for others, Lord, that she has undergirded others, Lord, that she's prayed even for leadership. It's like a sense, Lord, that Sylvia, that you have prayed for people in leadership in churches or church groups, whatever, that the sense that, like, you have that you've prayed for them, that you have, like, you know, from your home, even when they didn't know, that you have strengthened others with your prayers, and that you have stood in the gap for them and undergirded them and spoke blessings and spoke provision and spoke wisdom over the lives of those even that would have been in leadership over you or in leadership there that you're aware of, people that you're acquainted with that are in leadership positions. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for honoring Sylvia, Lord, even her faithfulness of how she has stood in the gap, Lord, of how she has, as the word says, that we favor others above ourselves, that you have prayed for the needs and the welfare of others way more than you have yourself, that you have honored God in that you have preferred others above yourself in that way, that you have prayed for their needs more than you have your own. That's it. Father, I just thank you, God, for your heart being expressed for Sylvia, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her, Lord, that you have spoken through her many times, even at times when she didn't realize you were speaking through her, Lord, that you have spoken through her and spoken encouragement and wisdom. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing strength and for bringing healing, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing blessing. And Lord, I just keep getting that honor thing, Sylvia. It's like I just keep sensing like God causing honor to come upon your life, you know, even from others honoring you, honoring who you are in the Lord, honoring what you have, you know, the service that you have done in the name of the Lord, those things that you, the time where you have sacrificed your time and sacrificed your efforts and your gifts and whatnot, that just an honor coming up on your life, of honor being there. So, Father, I just keep getting that over and over. So, Father, I just thank you for honoring Sylvia, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for how you're pleased with her life and how you're pleased with her, Lord, and how that it's your desire, Lord, to even bring bring increase into her life, Lord, in every area, Lord, to bring increase in her life. And, Lord, so I just speak the blessing of the Lord over her life, the blessing of the Lord, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that she cannot contain. And, Lord, I thank you for the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord filling her home and filling her heart. And, Lord, bringing laughter, oh, Lord, bringing laughter and dreams from God. Lord, dreams, sweet dreams from the Lord and sweet sleep. And, Lord, waking up with a heart that is merry. For the word says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. And so, Lord, I thank you for bringing a merry heart that Silly would even wake up with a merry heart, Lord, and that actually she will see, Lord, that she will see improvement in things in her body as that merry heart as she just laughs with the joy of the Lord in her life, Lord, that she will actually see physical things begin to get better and better in her body through that merry heart. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, and I bless you, Lord, and I bless Sylvia in your name. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for her and for all, yes, Lord, that you're doing through her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
Lord. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you so much. I receive that from heaven in the name of Jesus. And it was just like a confirmation. You always to have it be just like a confirmation, the things that I prayed for and asked the Lord for, and I just want to be as close as I can to the Father, as close as I can to him. Yes, and I thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetie. It was so good to get to talk, pray with you again tonight and get to see you on here. Like I said, I have missed you. I hadn't seen you on here lately, and you were on my heart tonight, so I was sure happy to see you on here tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for keeping me lifted up in prayers. And sometimes the phone will ring and I'll get off and I'll lose my spot. And you know, but I thank God that tonight that it was meant for me to hear from you from heaven tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you so much. I know so much somebody else probably want to get on, but just so good to hear your sweet voice and your calm spirit. It's just nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. You're a blessing. You're a blessing. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting so long. And it was good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much, and have a good night.
You too, hon. Good night.
Good night.
All right. 402-214. How is Miss Sharon doing tonight?
You know what? Not good. I'm so glad. Did you, when you were playing your first, that song about Jesus, you know, and they're singing Jesus, and I'm kind of singing along, the people hacking my phone cut it off. And then they made it so I couldn't hear you. I couldn't call back. I had to switch channels on my phone and go through all kinds of stuff to get through.
The song Give Me Jesus was playing, my connection to Blog Talk lost, and I'm assuming that that's something, you know, Blog Talk has moments that it doesn't do right, but it lost my connection. Now the computer was still connected, but my host thing disconnected, so I was trying everything I could find to get back on. It was not connect, and finally I thought, wait a minute, let me just...
It hasn't happened
in a long time. I have had that happen once or twice early on, and I don't know if weather affects it or not, to be honest, but finally I realized, I thought, wait a minute, let me call in with my phone real quick, and I'll click on my own number, so I was glad it worked.
Right. I had to change, channels on my phone.
Huh, okay.
Because I would call back, but wouldn't let me in. And then I would try to call another number, and it just kept saying one. So, I mean, I'm pretty experienced with it as far as the hacking goes. But anyway, It's just a bad night. Real bad. Getting harassed by my landlord.
Yeah. So, yep. You know, the enemy tries to distract and he tries to hinder, but we ignore him, you know. God still has his way, and we were, like I said, it's, sometimes Blog Talk has some interruptions like that, but the good thing is it didn't shut the program down completely. It just it took me off the host thing. So, yeah, so I was able to get back in, and we're still able to do the show, and that's the main thing that matters. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing, and, Lord, I just thank you, God, for Lord, for bringing rest and bringing strength. Father, I thank you, Lord, that through it all, Lord, that you're growing her and you're strengthening her and you're stretching her, God. And, God, she is learning more of your ways. Lord, she's learning more of your ways all the time. And, Father, I thank you, Father, that you're working in her the fruits of the Spirit, Lord, just like you're working them in me. Lord, we ask for those and we expect that, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, how that you're redirecting some things in her life. I don't know what that is, Sharon, but, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're redirecting some things, Lord, that you are shifting some things there in the process, Lord. Not only is this some mindsets, some various ways of thinking, Lord, but that you're shifting. I'm not getting what that is, Sharon, just that God is shifting some things in your life, that some things in a process of just beginning to shift. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that these are things that are for her good. Lord, it's things for her good and things that will be a blessing in her life. And Lord, things that will bring a release of some pressures. Lord, that and, Lord, sometimes even